Experts and world leaders are increasingly concerned about growing divisions in the West. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has previously suggested that so-called middle powers should work together to protect what remains of the global order. In this shifting landscape, countries in the global south, often described as developing or emerging economies, are playing a more important role in decisions that affect the entire world. For Wise, Eduardo Jordan spoke to lecturer from the Australian National University's National Security College, Dr. Dilnozar Ubaduliva, about how she defines the term Global South.
It's a very good question. So Global South is a concept that has not been agreed in academia overall. Some people use the terms like developing countries, others talk about third world countries. Overall, it refers to some of the countries in the South, but not necessarily it's a geographical group. It's more political and historical one. It can include countries in Africa, Latin America, or Middle East, and as well as in Asia, but not necessarily all countries in the Global South, or in terms of geographical context, are considered to be the Global South members. So it's a very contested concept as a whole, but overall, for your listeners, it refers to mostly developing countries, but it's again contested because people are not sure whether China should go into the group of Global South, given its developing countries' perspective, or it should be not included into this group.
Now, some world leaders like Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney say the actual world order is ruptured. How critical is the Global South on this issue?
Global South is very important. So Global South, just like other countries in the Global North, where the participants are the participants of international system, which is centered around the United Nations, at the core of it being the United Nations Security Council. Well, the current rupture gives quite mixed messages to all the countries in the Global South, because on one side, the countries believe the importance of the human rights, the importance of sovereignty, all these concepts that the Western world dominated in the global arena, in the media, in publications. But then suddenly, over the time, they have seen significant number of interventions, particularly by the U.S. What is important today is they see, according to some of the experts, things from the Global South, that it's more about the standards that are different to the countries in the North and to the countries to the South. Human rights matter, but not always, and there seems to be a double standard.
Now, with different conflicts happening at this point, we have the conflict in the Middle East, we have conflict in Africa as well with Sudan, we have the conflict, you know, between Ukraine and Russia, etc. What's the role of the Global South around these conflicts?
They play a significant role. So the countries in the Global South do have quite a significant number of population. They're very rapidly growing economies. If you take example of India, for example, India is predicted to have a significant growth in the next few decades as well, as has in terms of population, in terms of its economy. And many other members of the so-called BRICS bloc, which includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, but lately it has expanded to include other developing countries. It is important for them because they also are impacted by the changes in the global economy, as well as all the disruption they see in the international system, whether it's to do with the flights, to do with the economy, to do with the oil prices. And as they are significant members of the international community with their population size, with their economies, they are also considering their strategic options, whether they should engage more with the Western world and whether they should be more leaning towards alternative arrangements, which China and Russia seem to be kind of advocating for with the name of multipolar world order.
And what about trade and diplomatic relations? What's the role of the Global South?
So they are the members of the United Nations. They are members of different agencies, different groups under the UN. So it is important for many countries, particularly some of the Western countries that are strategically important, for some of them are neighbors, some of them are really important strategic partners, for them to continue having a good continuing relationship, which, again, in the best interest of the nation states, of each of the nation states. It will be really interesting to see whether they could be unified under one leadership.
As you mentioned earlier, Australia is part of the global north, and what's the role of us in the world order at this point, and could Australia be a key element in defining new world orders, you think?
I think Australia is an important player in the international system. Australia is a middle power. It has a significant relations with other countries and in the so-called developing countries, for example, the case of Indonesia. And for Australia, it's important that it continues its foreign policy that aligns in the best interest of Australia's security and economic interests.
That was Dr. Dilnoza Ubaduliva from the Australian National University speaking with the Wire's Eduardo Jordan.